is very important to know not only our history as a political nation here in the United States, but also our history as the world and also as the church exists. I think we need to know history. When we don't know history, we don't know where we came from, and part of our worldview is very, very distorted. So as we look back in history, we can see things that have affected who we are today, both politically, both spiritually and religiously, and also globally as far as the world history goes. Now, in postmodernism, the past gets reinterpreted and rewritten to a certain point. However, the facts may not be rewritten. The interpretation of the facts is definitely modulated and changed. It's historically reinterpreted. Not so that there's a lot of different facts now to look at, but so that the facts look different. Okay? And that's where this comes into play. For instance, let's look at some things. Let's just go back in our own history of the United States and look at a few characters that might give us the whole issue of who we are. For instance, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln now is questioned highly for his motives. He's questioned for why he wanted the North and the South to be unified again. And that those motives might have been selfish and self-fulfilling and maybe even rooted in prosperity and materialism. Whereas we've always had a wholesome picture of Abraham Lincoln being a valid figure in history who loved people and set slaves free. And who wanted to be in a country where everyone got along and everyone loved each other. But there might have been other motives now as we read the books. And as we look at his personal history and as we see how his life of grieving and losing things continually affected his anger and all of this. Now, I'm not saying any of this is true or untrue. I'm saying it's being reinterpreted. And the values of Abraham Lincoln have been totally distorted as the way we learned them as small children. Now, are some of the facts that are being taught in this reevaluation possibly true? Yes, they may very well be. That's not the point. The point is that we have a valid and balanced, accurate writing of his life. The second figure is Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson, who did many things to set up the political aspects of our state, of the United States, is now questioned strongly for his morality and his sexuality. In fact, he's put in a whole different bin now with several documentaries and several books that make him out to be somebody he may never have been. We don't know. But because of circumstantial evidence, because of what we can trace through some DNA, as they say they can, he is now put in a different category in our minds. Now, we do know that Thomas Jefferson was not a man of faith. He was a deist. And we do know that 2/3 of the gentlemen who formed our country were deists, which are not Christians at all. They would not call themselves Christians. They would call themselves those who believe in God, but do not believe in a connective relationship with God that is possible. And these were the men that established our country, and these were the men who put phrases like, "In God we trust," in place, even though probably most of them didn't. And so